Earlier today, the Western Cape government launched what they call the first-of-a-kind safety dashboard. Let's hear more from Dr. Melvin Moodley, who is the director of the Health Intelligence Unit in the Western Cape Department of Health. Melvin, a very, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
It seemed to me that there, first of all, we need to know what information goes onto that dashboard. So would you please start there?
Sure. The primary or foundation information is from a system called HECTIS. Now, if you've ever been to a hospital emergency department, you'll have people take down your information. So what we do at our health facilities is we take down that information on a web-based system. That information is fed into a data warehouse, and we add other layers of information, and then we generate a report. So that's what the safety dashboard is. So the information will be information on your attendance to an emergency center, and layered on that at the moment, we've got maternity information from other data sources, and our next step is to add EMS data. And essentially what the data does is it gives us a sense of trauma and other medical conditions, but we're focusing on trauma here. And it gives us a sense of what is happening in terms of trauma in the province, and more specifically, what's happening in terms of violence in the province.
Because this is where much of the focus from the Premier's office, alerting us to the fact that this was going to happen, and now that it has happened, has focused on the safety dashboard helping to bolster violence prevention and crime-fighting efforts. So what's the link between this data and fighting crime?
Sure. So it's actually based on something called the Cardiff model. And I'll tell you very briefly about it. In 2011 in Cardiff, the Department of Health shared data with law enforcement because what they found was a lot of people come to hospitals, but they don't necessarily open up a police case. So there was this missing data. By sharing this information, they were able to bring down crime in Glasgow, in Cardiff. Now, we're hoping we can achieve the same thing. We are already able to generate information on where crime is happening, when it is happening, how it is happening, and to whom it is happening. Now, we're hoping we can take that information, add it to other information that we have, because you can't just use, you know, one source of information. You've got to use as much as you can. And so we build a coherent picture, and then we use it to make operational decisions, plan our strategy, and to take up tactics that will make a difference.
Melvin, without SAPS data, and do you have SAPS data feeding into this? I would imagine that most of the data relating to trauma as a result of violent crime would be SAPS data. Obviously, there is medical data involved as well. So if you don't have SAPS data, then this is always going to be an inadequate dashboard.
So I wouldn't use the word inadequate. I would say
imperfect, then?
Oh, definitely. No, we're always striving to be better.
Yeah.
What our goal, John, is to keep on adding layers of data. And that's the beauty of this dashboard. We use a data warehouse so we can add layers of data on top of each other, which is a huge advantage. So we know we've got our hospital data. We know we've got maternity data. And we know we'll have EMS data. We also have another dashboard that has been developed by Forensic Pathology Services. So we have a dashboard that shows homicide. If we use both of them together, we get a fairly rich picture. But you're absolutely right. We would love to have SAPS data.
Are you talking to SAPS about getting that data?
We do engage with SAPS, and it's always our principle is we want to share data. So we will share from our side, and yes, we have spoken to SAPS, but that's an ongoing discussion.
Okay, so it's not there yet, and there's no indication of when it might arrive. And Melvin, is this data accessible to the public, or is it only accessible to elements within the government and other institutions that might be involved with the prevention of crime and the crime fighting?
Yeah. So this is always something we've learned from COVID, that the public wants to get their version of dashboards as well. So at the moment, it's only for people involved in anything that helps with law enforcement and safety. So it's available to all law enforcement agencies. It's available to anyone who works with what we call the social determinants of health. So the Department of Social Development, Department of Economic Development and Tourism. So it's available to people working on this.
Community policing forums and neighborhood watches?
So we haven't had a request from them, but we have had a request from LEAP, the LEAP program. But if we get a request, we would have no issue with making that data available. With regards to the public, we are already talking about creating a version of the dashboard for the public, sort of a scoreboard to hold us accountable in terms of what's going on with violence in the province.
Dr. Melvin Moodley, thank you very much for explaining that to us, the Director of the Health Intelligence Unit in the Western Cape Department of Health.